I was arrested, I knew, immediately I knew, I said, wow, this is really screwed up, this is wrong, you know, this is clearly a breakdown, and I knew it was related to PTSD. I was completely isolated from everybody that I knew, and I fault myself for not trying to reach out to get help, because as a sergeant, you know, you get cocky and prideful and think, oh, I can handle this, you know, I'm not going to be a wimp and call for help, you know, but I really needed it. A number of things happened, but I think, you know, there's a number of IED attacks, which I didn't, at the time, I really didn't think much of it. I didn't, like, whatever it was. It was nothing to me. But I think maybe mentally the problems I had was that I witnessed a bus being blown up after it rolled over a landmine. That was kind of significant. That really struck me hard because I was watching the woman when she blew up. There was an ammo dump where they had kids moving the unexploded ordnance, and I was furious at that, and I tried to tell my command, this is stupid, and they were trying to say, well, this is the Iraqis doing it, they're paying these people to do this, and I said, somebody's going to get hurt, and literally like 2 days later, I saw the same kids getting carted out of there screaming for help because one, this 14-year-old kid got both his arms blown off. I asked the public defender, I said, this is about military PTSD, and she kept insisting, that's not a defense, you can't use that, and I said, but that's the truth, and I'm the one that said, I need a doctor. I need help. I need medical help. I screwed up, and I understand that, and I understand consequences. But what they did, they absolutely destroyed any possibility of getting, you know, something recovered. It was this event that destroyed my family and my relationship with my wife. Absolutely, 100%. Because I have no doubt in my mind that we would remain married, that we would work out whatever issues we had. And I have no doubt. And then it was too much. And after 6 years, actually, it was after 4 years. We're not communicating well. My family's destroyed. You know, 16-year sentence and no mercy of any kind. No treatment. I haven't received treatment at all.